Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you, Father. We thank you for allowing us to be on this line, oh Father, in Jesus' blood. Father, we ask that you clear our hearts and our minds tonight to be able to receive this word. We thank you for the seed of this word being planted, oh Father, and springing up and going forth in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to Full Gospel House of Prayer, our Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday evenings, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And on our in-person Sunday service, which is once a month, you can tune in to the entire church service live on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can always be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can also write in those prayer requests to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in May, which will be May 14th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle to Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, which again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Shirley. I just thank God for the last message I heard from you last week that you said the word is important to read and to do. And tonight I just thank God that the word is my sanity, the word is my truth, the word is my revealer, the word is my everything, the word is my answer. And I thank God for the word and for you. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, this is Sister Dolores. And you Sunday you prayed for my sister, and she's doing a whole lot better today, and thank you and thank God.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I just want to thank you for those words on Sunday. They were very powerful. They were very inspirational, and they meant a whole lot to me. And I just thank God that we were in the house of the Lord, and it was so good to see the saints in the church.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to hide somewhere. So every weekend I try to rent a car and I go down to see my grandbabies and, you know, my kids and stuff. And so last weekend when I bought my kids from Las Vegas, I turned the car in, you know, and I didn't think nothing of it. And then next thing I know, like last week, they started calling and they're like, hey, where's our car? I go, what are you talking about? I returned it on Monday. And so like this whole week I had been emailing Hertz you know, back and forth. And then, and she's, first she tells me she couldn't find the car, then she couldn't find the key, and she's like, oh, that's going to be $250, you know, just on and on. And then I told her, well, keep me updated because I returned it on Monday. I gave you back your key and the contract, and, you know, I gave it to a staff member. And then she blocked my email. And then yesterday I got an invoice for $542. They just returned the, they forgot to close out my account. And they closed it out yesterday. So the whole time they had been charging me. And so I called today and I explained the whole situation, and I had emails. I had proof that I had been, you know, communicating with them, this and that. And then come to find out, then one of the customer service reps told me, you know what, don't worry about it. I see, you know, all the communications that you have been keeping, and you did turn it in. You were right. And so they dropped it. And she said, we're going to refund you your whole money. So just, I just wanted to thank God about that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony. I just wanted to just thank God for the word that was given out on Sunday, and just to remind the saints that we have a new audio system in place. So when we have our in-person service, you want to get on the prayer line, all that static and all that disruption is gone. We are still seeing with the new audio system, but you can hear, it's clear, it's crisp. So if you want to get on going forward and knowing that you could clearly hear the word, you're going to be able to hear the word. So I just thank God for showing up and allowing us to get it right. Thank you.
Thank you. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. God, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you, God, how you express your word on Sunday. And, God, we are living in the time of resurrection, supernatural provision from the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I thank you for your word to move with power tonight. By faith, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Exodus, the third chapter, verses 21 and 22, and Luke 1, verses 35 through 38. Exodus 3, 21 to 22, Luke 1, 35 through 38. You get those two books, could you please? Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for every day is a resurrection day because of what Jesus did on the cross. And I just thank God for his word on Sunday. And this is to encourage you that we can receive supernatural provision because of God's resurrection. And there are so many that don't walk in that. And they are imprisoned and they are tied down. And they're living under restriction. But God provides for us when we cannot provide for ourselves. And whatever condition that we're in, we don't have to stay in those conditions because of what Jesus did on the cross. We have to get this into our hearts and our mind, the word of God, because God already set up the system for us to receive supernatural provision. Because of the new covenant. Because of the new covenant. Jesus came forth to fulfill the promises of God. Because of the new covenant. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. The promise God made to Abraham through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law and from the curse of sin because Jesus went on the tree. That's Galatians 3, 13, 14. And so we that are believers are under the new covenant. And under the new covenant, you receive supernatural provision, but so many don't walk in that. We have to walk and stand on the promises of God and believe what God said. He said this in his word. And in Genesis 1, he said, let there be his word. He declared his word. He order his word. He command his word. His word is the mind and the will of God. And so many don't stand on the promises of God, and their condition does not change. They're going through the same thing all the time. Stress, all kind of crisis, financial difficulties, all kinds of disease because of the fallen world. These things happen continuously. We're in a fallen world. But Jesus came forth to fulfill the promise that God made to Abraham, the new covenant. We are under the new covenant, saints of God. And when we're in a new covenant, because of the new covenant, we receive supernatural supplies are met and the needs are met in crisis, supernaturally. Things we can't explain. God goes into a place by his power, and his plans just take over our lives. Supernatural is the things that we can't understand. We can't explain it to people. We know that it's something that God solved. And we are living this hour, as I'm speaking, God gives us supernatural provision, thanks to God. And this is to rehearse in your mind in order to receive supernatural provision. We have to stand on the word. We have to speak his promises over our lives, no matter what we feel, the five senses, whatever we're going through. We have to speak the promises of the word, what the word says, and do what God says concerning that word. And what happened? You receive supernatural manifestation. But so many are lazy about the word of God, and their lives and their future say ties up, say in a tie. I mean, they stay under restriction. They are limited. They are anchored down. They are mentally, they don't get it. They're held back. That's what ties are, because they lingering on what they're going through, what they're seeing, what they're feeling. But we have to stand on the promises of the word. And the word has to get in our hearts. You need to write this down, Proverbs 4:22-23. He said, incline your ear. He said, hear my word. Let them be a binding to your heart. He said in so many words, the word bring life and healing to your flesh. That's Proverbs 4:22-23. The word bring life and healing to your flesh. But that word had to be bind to your heart. That means it's inside of me. I speak it. I believe it. Because God has already declared it for me through his word. And Jesus came forth to bring forth the manifestation, because he went on the tree and shed his blood for the promises of God that he had made to Abraham, for Abraham's seed. You are Abraham's seed, and you are under the new covenant. And you're going to see by the word. Exodus 3:21-22, please.
And it reads, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and ye shall put them on upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians.
This is what God said. This is what God commanded. This is what God had declared. This is what God promised his people, as he was freeing them from bondage. It was the plan of God. It was the favors of God over their life. That's under the law. And then God said this. He declared this. He said for them to go to their neighbors, the Egyptian, which is the world, and they did it. He said, I, talking about God, supernatural, I will make the Egyptian give you what you need. You will not leave out empty-handed. He said, he instructed the Israelite women to go to the Egyptian, ask for clothing, gold and silver, and you will not go out empty. They went out with the wealth of the world. God gave them supernatural provision. The Egyptian had to do what God said. He commanded. He spoke. He ordered. And he declared. All they had to do was follow the direction. And when they followed the direction, God gave them favors. What we need to do in this hour as never before is follow the direction of the word of God. Speak his word. Speak it until you see manifestation. Do what God says to do. His word will bring forth supernatural manifestation. And so many are not doing that. I'm talking about believers tonight, not the world. I'm talking about believers tonight. They need an increase. They need to be loose from the chains that have them bound. They need to be loose from this thing that has them limited and anchor down in their mind, in their action, the things that have them walking in restriction. The word of God came forth and was fulfilled through the cross and through the blood of Jesus. And God does just what he said. He keeps his promise. He cannot lie, saints of God. He promised Abraham seed, the promises. And Jesus came to fulfill it. Jesus done everything that God willed him to do. And the new covenant, we are walking in it, and we can receive supernatural provision. And so what do? You speak the word over your condition. You speak it to its manifest. Like I gave a testimony many years ago, and some of you may remember, this mother in the church, diagnosed with cancer of the face. She was doing everything in the natural, going to the doctor, getting whatever therapy, but it looked like it was getting worse. It was spreading. But that woman, that elderly mother, every Sunday she would get up and speak the word, confess the word out of her mouth. With the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. She spoke what Jesus had done on the cross. She spoke the new covenant over her body. She spoke the word for what God had said and he had done through Jesus. In the book of Genesis, he says it was to be. And the earth came subject to the word and the command of God. Let it be. And it became. Jesus came forth and fulfilled. Let it be. Let it come forth. It is done. She will get up every Sunday. Even though it looked a mess. Looked like it was spreading the more. But yet she stood fast. She stood on the promise of God. She will speak what God's word said. With the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And she did it continuously. And you know how people look at things from the natural. And it was in their mind. Some will say it out of their mouth. She needs to sit down because her condition is bad. They were speaking unbelief. Their imagination was seeing unbelief. Their imagination was speaking unbelief. I'm telling you what people do to you and you don't even realize what their mind is calculating about you personally. They were saying she's ready to die. They were thinking that. And the word of God says to cast down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. That woman was speaking the word, and she knew what they were saying, but she was casting down imagination, and she was standing on the foundation of the word. She said, with the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And then one Sunday, she comes in. She get up with the same testimony. With the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And we all see manifestation. Since the word is real, it's not about the five senses, what we feel, what we see. The word of God closes all those gates. Those are gates. Those are gates that ties you up. Those are gates that hold you back. Those are gates that keep you restricted. Those are gates that keep you anchored down like an anchor on a ship that restrain you. But when you stand on the word of God, you obey the word of God, you do it his way, and not no other person way. You do it his way. And what do you receive? Supernatural provision. You know how some people do it a little bit his way and a little bit their way. They so caught up in their bad habits. It's just like you get a job. You go before God. And you pray to God, manifest that job. God manifests that job, and he does it, and you won't even give God an offering. You're not doing it God's way, and your way is going to be limited. You're going to eventually get tied up. You're going to eventually get anchored down, and something's going to come and attach itself to your finance and cause you to be empty. That's what anything, I'm just using this as the illustration, because that's one thing that people do. The love of money is evil. When you don't do it God's way, you're going to stay financially broke, sick, diseased, and crippled. But when you stand on the whole word of God, that means the whole word of God, but we have a problem, especially financially, talking about the church. But when we stand on the word of God, because the provision is already done through the new covenant, the Spirit of God brings forth supernatural miracles. So I'm encouraging you that doing the word of God, I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what's diagnosed. I don't care what finance you're going through. I don't care what job crisis you're going through. I don't care what it looks like to the natural, because you are doer of the word and not a hearer only, meaning that you are not deceived. You are doers of the word. You're standing on the new covenant. You're standing on what Jesus did on the cross. His word said it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law and the curse of sin. He became a curse because he hanged on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we right now receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, saints of God. Saints, this works not summertime, it works all the time. Why? Because the word says in Romans 10 and 8, the word is now your mouth and your heart. That is the word of faith. It's the rhema word. You speak it out of your mouth, because I'm a doer of the word. You think it, after I received that revelation, my whole life changed. After I received that revelation, that doesn't mean the devil doesn't target. He don't set up all kinds of things against me. It doesn't mean that he's saying you a bullseye and I'm going to shoot my arrow and I'm going to get you. Those things I go through. But I stand on the word of God. I get up speaking what he said, what he has declared. I can't declare anything, but God has declared out of his mouth, his command. His word is speech. His word give orders. His word give promises, saints of God. So this is for those who are not so smart and so fixed up in their own ways and their bad habits. It's not for you tonight. You can maybe on this line, but it's not for you tonight. It's for those that are doers of the word, those that sin. What Proverbs 4:20, 23, and 2 said, he said that the word should be in your heart. It bring forth life. It's medicine to your flesh. That's what but you have to be a doer of the word of God. Not sometime, not being lazy, not doing what you want, big cherry picking. doing a little and doing a lot of that and think you're supposed to be supernatural blessings, the devil is a lie. You're deceived. Supernatural blessings come through those that are connected with the covenant, in covenant with God, standing on the promises of God, and they receive the supernatural. Luke 1:35-38, please.
And it reads, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, she hath also conceived this son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her."
This was nothing but faith. God sent an angel to speak his word. The angel said, The Holy Ghost will come on you. That means the power of God will rest on you, Mary. He said, The holy child will be called the Son of God. The Son of God, who came for one purpose, to die and redeem his people from the curse of the law. He encouraged her. He said, Your cousin Elizabeth, who could not have a child, who was barren, who was old, but she is 6 months pregnant. He let her know there's nothing, thanks, you got to get there, there's nothing impossible with God. There's nothing that God cannot do, nothing that's impossible with God. And Mary said, May it happen to me as your word says. As your word said, she stood on the promises of God's word. She said, so be it. It will happen because of the word. Yes, she went through. Yes, there were things to hinder. Yes, there were things to make her really not believe the word. Yes, it happened. But the Lord God, she stood on what God said. Joseph stood on what God said, the promise of God. There was a promised child. She boldly said, it will happen according to your word. Since you must get this, everything you're going through is a distraction from Satan to imprison you, to stricken you, to stress you out, because we're in a fallen world. But you got to receive and believe what God said, let there be, and it became. Everything was formed through a word. But we must do what he said, his way, not our way. When you get that revelation in your heart, in your mind, in your thoughts, what do? You walk in that thing. You walk in the word of God. You stand on the promises of God. And when you're going through something, you know that you know this is not impossible. With God, all things are possible. Because I'm standing, I'm a doer, I believe, I'm under the new covenant, so be it. And if this thing will not tie me down, it will not hold me up, it will not mentally cause my mind to crash, because I'm not connected to the things I'm going through. It will not restrict me. So many are tied down, living in restriction, receiving the kibbles and bits. Because they just talk. They have a lot of words, but it's not God's word. They do exactly what they want to do, as they want to do it. But it does not work. It catches up with us, thanks of God. It catches up. It's something about catch-up. And we're in this time, it's a catch-up time. I'm seeing so many things happen, catch-up, because they're standing in their natural ability, what they think they should do and how they should do it. And what happened? The enemy come with forced interest. He's not going to be polite and ask, can he come in? Because the gate is already open. Disobedient, open up the gate, thanks to God. The gate is already open. He's not going to ask you for permission to come in to terrify you, to torment you, to assault you. remember, you had the gate open. He has free access. But when you stand on the word of God, you cannot do it in your own ability. The Spirit of God goes into that place, enabling you. That's what the Holy Ghost did. That's what the Holy Spirit did for Elizabeth and Mary. It came in. It invaded their body, their temple. It enabled them to believe God. The Holy Ghost is the enabler. It's the one that abides. It's the one that comforts. It's the one that gives strength. It's the doer inside of you. The doer lives inside of you. He abides in you. He dwells in you. He lives in you because you are his house. And so what? When I got that revelation, I said, devil, you could have took me out when I was dumb, foolish, and naive, doing just exactly what I wanted to do and getting up with a counterfeit testimony because I was not a doer of the word. You have to walk in it. You have to do it. You can't please people. Can't please yourself because he said we will be deceived if we don't become doers of the word, deceiving ourselves. Why? Because Jesus has completed everything. The new covenant. We're living in it. The blessings of God. That's the new covenant. God guides. He provides. The supernatural. The unexplainable. This world system cannot do it. Every day you hear something else falling apart. Cannot do it. It does just what it must do. Talk about the world. If not, if we didn't have laws, there would be civil unrest. Everybody be running stop sign. People be killing one another. It'd be crazy if we didn't have these laws, these worldly laws. It restricts. It stops uncivil arrest. These natural laws, but it can't complete everything, cause God is over the governor, over the government. And that's why we need to pray for our policemen. Some are good, some are wicked. Pray for our doctors. Some are good, some don't care. Pray for our whole system that the Spirit of God, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. That's why he said pray for government, because it's weak. It's natural. But when we stand on the promises of God, talking about the blessings of God through the new covenant, God provides. God guides. He brings forth the supernatural in your time of crisis. That means the unexplainable thing that you don't know how, but you know it manifests. God goes into that place where the puzzle, he may clear to you, saints of God. He go into those places of crisis, and he supply and meet your need supernaturally. Unexplainable thing that baffles people. It works. When you get that revelation in your mind, in your heart, because he said the word is nigh you, in your heart. You got to speak it. You got to believe it. And what do? You go and you confess the word of God. You go and you cast down imagination, every high thing that is all this up against knowledge of God, and bring it to captivity, every thought to the obedient call of God. You cast out every spirit that worketh against you with the word. God said it. He said he cast out the spirit with his word. He spoke the word over spirit. Power of the spoken word. Matthew 8:16. Power in the spoken word. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt you. The power of the word. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over devils. When you stand on the word of God under the new covenant, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus go into those places and those systems that's above you, those natural things that you can't figure out, to have you anchored down, to have you mentally crushed in your mind, chained down and restricted. The Spirit of God will release those restrictions. Those things that have you anchored, God will pull up and detach from your life, thanks to God. God goes into that place. He guides and he provides with the supernatural. That's what he did for Mary and Elizabeth. Everything was working against them. But the Holy Ghost invaded their bodies, their spirit and their mind. And they came to the conclusion, Mary said it, it would happen to me because of your word. And it happened because of his word. God brought forth the supernatural. Jesus was a supernatural birth. And God, the mind of God, manifested. It was the will of God that manifested Jesus. And so you under the new covenant. There are so many, they seem like to me they love the acquaintances of restraint and being limited. They refuse to stand on the word. They refuse to know that the word supplies all their needs. They're just stuck in themselves. But God wants you and I to be untied. He untied me one day, saints of God. When I heard a brother tell me, you say, do you know that you are under the new covenant? Stop confessing the thing that is a curse, because you're not under the curse. Light bulb moment. Light bulb moment. But that brother was walking in it. He walked in it. I know he walked in it. I know in person he walked in it. And whatever he went through many things, still going through, he confessed, he stands, he believed, because Jesus said so. You're under the new covenant. You're not under the curse of the law. You're not under the curse of sin. I sent my son to redeem you from the curse of the law and the curse of sin. You are under the new covenant. Light bulb moment. And what happened? Stand, confess, and believe. So many things have tried to come against me and my body, my spirit, my soul, and the ministry that God has placed me in the earth. Also you. You were placed in the earth for a purpose. You got to get this tonight. You're going to be in this earth. I don't care what the devil do and knock on your door. If God sent you and placed you into this earth for a purpose, his supernatural spirit going to keep you until that purpose is fulfilled, thanks to God, because you are under the new covenant. Don't be in fear nor in terror. God has given a new covenant through Jesus. He placed you in this earth for his purpose. His mind placed you in this earth for his purpose. He will you to be in this particular dispensation for his purpose. And you think he going to let the devil take you out if you are standing on the revelation of the new covenant? The devil is a lie. I don't care what comes against you. I don't care what principality comes against you. Paul said he will let nothing separate him from the love of God. No matter what crisis, no matter what things were sent out against him, no matter there was famine, principality, powers of darkness, he said, I'm standing because I, a purpose-driven child of God, I'm not talking about that book. I'm talking about being purposed and set in this earth because God purposed me to be saved and to deliver. And Paul was here, and God took care of him, supernatural, made provision for him. He did it for all the disciples because they were purposed by God. You are purposed by God. And whatever the devil is trying to assign to you, you are under the new covenant, saints of God. That means if I'm under the new covenant, I believe it. I receive it. I'm going to do what he says. His way, not my way. Why? Because I'm protected through the new covenant. And so what God is saying to you tonight, things will come because we're in a fallen world. But God, the God of supernatural, goes forth for you when you're standing on God's promises. Supernatural provision is created by God for you already. It's already done, already created. All you have to do is stand. The Israelite stood when God gave that command for them to go and borrow. Now, these were their enemies, and they're going to ask for precious things. They didn't ask for junk. They asked for silver, for gold, for wealth. God had to give them favors. He had to go in to those hearts and minds to make them, to cause them to release. So his word, his promise is saying, you will not go out empty. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm encouraging you tonight. Stand on the new covenant. Walk in it, do it his way. And what happened? Supernatural provision will be supplied to you by God. His promises will be manifested in your life. I don't care what you feel, what you see, what you read, what people think. It has nothing to do with the supernatural provision of God's promise over your life, because you are under the new covenant. He's a covenant-keeping God. His word says so. And so this is a night to encourage you. I'm redeemed from the curse of the enemy. You're redeemed. Strong man can't bind me up. He can't spoil the goods of my house. Why? Because the word of God says, redeem my Lord, say so. When we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is for real. We're walking in it. We're living in it. And what happened? And we're standing on his promises under new covenant. The Spirit of God goes into a place and halts the plans of Satan. He spoiled the plans of Satan. Satan is defeated already. So God goes, because of Jesus, the Spirit of God has spoiled his plan. You got to believe tonight as never before, because the world is going through such changes every single day. But the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Follow God. Let him guide you. Do what he says. His way, not your way. And what happened? You're going to see manifestation because his promises is over your life. Speak it every day until you see manifestation. I don't care what it looks like in the natural. Get up, speak it. Lie down, speaking it. It works because it's in your heart and in your mind. It's like a rehearsal, like a song. It's harmony. It's health. It's medicine to your flesh. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Cindy. I'd like to have prayer for, I have a OWCP doctor's appointment on Thursday, and I would like to have prayer that the enemy be confused like the last time, and prevent them from trying to close my case. I just would like the word to be sent with me and the Holy Spirit give me the words to say in this meeting.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer? There is any more prayer requests. We thank God. He said they cried unto the Lord their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. Because the Lord is our confidence tonight, saints of God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. All we have to do is stand on the word. Because the Son has made you free, and you're free indeed. Because you're the temple of God. And the Spirit of God dwells in you. You are the temple of God. You got to remember this. And the Spirit of God dwells in you, not boys and bricks and mortar. But you are the temple of God. And God wants you to have his peace tonight. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. That's why the Son of God was manifested, that he, Jesus, might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. This is real and to the point. I don't play with the word of God. I do not. I thank God for my light bulb moment. God wants you to have a light bulb moment. That means what God has purposed you to do in this earth, God will allow you to come forth in fulfillment. I don't care what plan Satan has made against you tonight. As long as you are standing believing what Jesus did on the cross, that you are redeemed from the curse of law and the curse of sin, and you are under the new covenant, the provision that God made through his Son, God's supernatural power will go in every place where there's a crisis, every place where you're under stress, every place that the devil is trying to stop the promises over your life. The Lord thy God will manifest himself to you with the supernatural. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man sow, so shall he reap. Don't be deceived tonight. Stand on the covenant of God. Father, I thank you tonight that we are under the new covenant, and the covenant is the law of blessing. For God guides and provides supernatural, the unexplainable. But there are so many people living on the kibbles and bits, tied down, chained down. They're walking in under restriction. Mind can't think how to come out because their mind is so disconnected with the new covenant. They're anchored and chained down by the enemy with restriction. But that's not your will. You sent your Son, the Son of God, to redeem us from the curse of sin. Jesus fulfilled it. On that tree, he shed his blood on that tree to fulfill the promise that God made to Abraham's seed. It was fulfilled through Jesus, fulfilling the new covenant. This is real, God, and to the point, because you are God of reality. You are God that manifests the things that's inadequate to us and impossible. Those conditioned, God, you get us out of prison. You go into those places, God, because we're standing on the promises of God tonight, and we believe. We want to do it your way, and your word is the way, not our way. Our way is short-lived, but we want to do it your way tonight so we can see manifestation. So, Father, I ask that you will enable and strengthen your people with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God lives in their temple, abides in them, leads, guides, teach them that they're going to stand on the promise of God until they see manifestation. They're not going to be lazy about the word of God because they're not any longer desire their future be tied up because the word is in their heart. Proverbs 4:22-23. They're feeding on the word of God. They're speaking it. They're acting on it. The word has become reality to them. For their health and medicine to their flesh. It's the word of God. It's life, health and medicine to their flesh. So in the name of Jesus, Father, those things that are tormenting their life and hindering them from increasing, those natural things, in the name of Jesus, your word has gone forth, the command of your word, the order of your word, the promises of your word, the declaration of your word. God, let them stand tonight and receive it and believe by faith that the Spirit of the Lord will bring manifestation into those conditions that they have need of manifestation, that they will not be in prison from this night forth, that those things that have them under stress, that the Spirit of God will go in and relieve. In whatever condition it may be, you know the condition of your people, God, what they have, what they are bind up with, what they are tied down with. But who the Son set free is free indeed. We are free indeed tonight. We have confidence in your word tonight. For you say, I will hold your right hand to fear not. You say, I will help you. That's Isaiah 41:13. You say, I will help you. God, help us tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you for those that's filled with the Holy Ghost, the guide on the inside, the teacher on the inside, the provider on the inside. Go into those places, God. Change conditions. Flip the coin in Jesus' name because of the new covenant. And, God, I thank you for your blessings being upon their lives tonight. And they're going to get up every day speaking the word of God, believing the word of God until they see manifestation. For those, God, that's not doer of the word, do what they want to do, living beneath, receiving crumbs, enlighten them tonight. You say we can't be drawn if the Spirit draws us. John 6:44. You got to draw them, Father, so they can come into the place where they are walking, believing the promises of God through the new covenant, and stop living off the kibbles and bits, the little trinkets. But they need to walk in the fullness, God. The fullness need to be manifested over their lives. And only one can draw them is you. Ministers can't draw them. Disciples can't draw them. People encouraging them can't draw them. It's the Spirit of God that draws. Draw them. That stubborn, rebellious person whose heart and mind is fixed. Only you tonight can circumcise that heart spirit. Those that will not listen to God, you can go into that place, God, and circumcise their heart. You desire that none perish, but all come into repentance. 2 Peter. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of the Word go in and do a work. Only you can draw them. We just have to stand up and believe for their sake that you will draw them tonight, God, so they can begin to believe the promises of God, the provision through the new covenant, and they will stop being impaired. They will no longer be held back. They will no longer be chained and bind up and restricted, but supernatural provision will resurrect their lives. They need resurrection tonight in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, God. Only you can resurrect. Father, I thank you for Sister sending this appointment. That the Spirit of God go before her and frustrate the plans and action of the evil one. Stop and spoil everything that Satan has set up against her. Cause it to be disappointed in Jesus' name. Disallow it, oh Father. Wreck it in the name of Jesus. And that you put words in her mouth, not her own words. At that moment, God, when she speaks, the Holy Spirit will be upon her to speak. And I thank you that as well, that the Spirit of God rule out and overturn and halt the plans of Satan, that the Spirit of God has already given her victory, just like you spoke to Israel. I'm speaking this by faith, the word of God, to you, Sister Cindy. You will not go out empty-handed. Cindy, stand on the word of God. You will not go out empty-handed in the name of Jesus because you're walking in the new covenant. And God, I thank you that you bless your people tonight, that you give them sweet sleep. I thank you, God, for Psalm 127:2. You said you would give your beloved sleep. Father, so many people need to be distressed. They're under stress. They need to be released from stress. Good sleep from the Holy Spirit. Anoint them to sleep so they can come forth refreshed tomorrow, God. And I thank you, God, for the word of God. Move in their sleep. Give them sweet sleep. They come forth refreshed with the new manner from God. Bless them coming in and going out. Whatever their hands go to touch and do, because the Holy Ghost lives in them, Father. God, lead them into those places of prosperity. And I give you praise for it and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Be blessed, thanks of God. Thank you, the one that showed up in that meeting on Sunday. those that God laid hands on and touched, speak the word. Thank God that it's done. Receive your blessing by faith, for God shall manifest. It's the promises of God over you because of the new covenant. Be blessed tonight in Jesus' name. We'll be online tomorrow at 8 p.m. Be blessed, saints of God. He loves you with the everlasting love. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Pastor Kia Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.